Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
reporting for duty, I'm here.
Here's what I tell everyone.
So glad you are as well, friends.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Ron DeSantis makes it official today.
Land with countless dreams.
They'll do that on Twitter with Elon Musk in an interview.
Ain't out of reach.
It is official.
Hard work pays off the way it should.
Question for you today to ponder.
Yeah,
when we talk about Ron DeSantis' candidacy for the Republican nomination for president, if Donald Trump were not in this race, would Ron DeSantis be the fair-haired candidate? And if Trump is in there, who is our number two? Who's our second choice? Would that person also be the natural VP if Trump is the candidate? You tell me. 701-271-1100. Let's talk about that today. In this first hour, second hour, North Dakota's Attorney General Drew Wrigley will join us. We'll talk about last year's crime stats and an uptick in violent crime that needs to be addressed. How should we address that? What should we do? Get tougher on the criminals we do convict? Possibly. We'll ask Drew Wrigley, the North Dakota Attorney General, about that. We're going to talk with a Cornell law professor next hour, who is the founder of Equal Protection Project. He broke a big story over the weekend regarding a summer research program at the University of Minnesota. I know this will come as a shock to you, Kev, but the University of Minnesota is restricting a program to non-white applicants only. If you're white, you need not apply. At the University of University of Minnesota. Never happened at the University of Mary.
This just has to stop. All of this. All of this race baiting, all of this inclusive, diverse, equitable nonsense. We need to just simply get back to earning it with content of character. Do the work. Get the grade. Finish the project. I don't care what color you are or what gender or sex you are. Just do the work. Earn the slot. Earn the position. And good on ya. Mm-hmm. I am so sick and tired of all of this virtue signaling. It's insane. We're going backwards.
It's, you know what it is? It's racism at the end of the
day. It is. We're going backwards.
No other way to describe it.
There's no other way to describe it. It's nonsense.
So we'll talk with somebody that unearthed this and get your opinion on it as well, on what's on your mind today. Again, you can join us at 701-271-1100. You can text us at 701-237-1590. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Emails and texts are already pouring in. Let's take some of these here. I'm not allowing the left or the establishment GOP or corrupt courts to pick my candidate, says a listener. If it's not Trump, I'll stay home. He was our guy in 2020, and he was robbed. He needs to be allowed to fulfill his second term.
What if he's a write-in? I mean, honestly, what if somebody, I'm not going to have, I don't see it happening anywhere, but I mean, what if DeSantis all of a sudden comes on in some way, somehow, he becomes the nominee And Trump says, all right, well, I'm an independent then. I'm running anyway. I'm just going to stay in the race. Do you write him in? I would at that point, I think.
We're full of hypotheticals today.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many ways this can go.
I want to touch on the listener's comment about how he was robbed in 2020. We've not spent a lot of time talking about the Durham Report, a 316-page dissertation on the corruption and the swamp that exists, the rotting head that is Washington, D.C. But if you read the Durham Report and understand it, you'll basically know that the FBI became an arm of the Biden campaign. They cranked out garbage on Donald Trump, not through the normal process, and then they ignored the stuff on Biden. That's the way Donald Trump was robbed.
That was one in the playbook.
Absolutely.
It was ballots, it was this. Yep. It was all of it.
Another one, you're right, is the COVID rules.
Yep.
Emergency rules that ignored the state constitutions of how they normally would go about changes to their election system.
Good old-fashioned ballot harvesting, the machines, the social media, the thing with Twitter at the time, Google not allowing any emails to propagate. I mean, the whole thing is part of a playbook. It's like a recipe for a terrible cake. You know, I don't want any of it.
My point is some people do not like things that are not proven to be used as a reason to say that 2020 was robbed from Donald Trump.
Well, okay, because fine. We can't prove it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Well, I agree, but set those aside. You don't even need those.
Exactly. Well, true. Yes.
You don't even need those. You really don't. I mean, the Hunter laptop story, the prime example. You got intelligence officials signing a letter. We find out now they were pressured to do so, lying about Hunter's laptop being Russian disinformation, lying about it. And they cook up a letter that then Joe Biden uses in a debate to say, well, all these people have said that's not true. What you're saying is a lie. It was true. It was 100% true. Same thing with the Durham Report. So when you hear somebody say the election was robbed, just think about all the different ways that an election could be influenced. That's what you need to think about. All right, let's get to some other comments here. Another listener. Personally, I want DeSantis to stay in Florida for now. Lock it in a solid red. Who knows who would take his place? Also like to see a Trump-Scott ticket. So we're asking the question today, if not Trump, who? We're asking the question today, if Trump were not in this race, would not DeSantis be the absolute 100% front runner? I think he would be.
I think it's interesting how, you know, Trump is on the attack of DeSantis. Call him Ron DeSales tax now. And, you know, he's all about Tim Scott. So, I mean, there are some people in the field that Trump is saying, yeah, you know, you're in my camp, you're in. So this is why they have popcorn with extra butter.
Donald Trump is not going to, as part of his candidacy, stop calling people names. It worked for him in 2016. He's going to continue to do it in 2020. I wish he wouldn't.
Well, my point is that he's not calling Tim Scott any name other than he likes Tim Scott a lot.
You're right.
But he's definitely throwing the mud at DeSantis. So it makes me wonder, well, what, you know, there might be something there. If Trump's that adamant against Ron DeSantis, what do we need to look at?
Well, I think he sees DeSantis as a much bigger threat than he sees Tim Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No doubt about it, yeah.
And he likes Tim Scott. Tim Scott's formerly been a supporter of his. So
interesting.
It is right. You are right, though, that in 2016, it was everybody got it. Everybody got it. But so far, Tim Scott's not getting it. I would argue this, though. If Tim Scott were at Ron DeSantis' level poll numbers, he'd be getting it from Donald Trump.
Right. Gotcha. Yep.
That's all I'm saying. But it is telling that, to that listener's point, that a Trump-Scott ticket would be something that I'd like to see. Possibly that could happen. So the mega donor you played, is he saying that Ron DeSantis can beat all the rest of them and Trump? I don't think so. He is. That's why he's pouring his dough into the DeSantis campaign. he's picking Ron DeSantis as a horse, and he's doing so with his moolah, with his money. Money, 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 money. Another listener, I'm a Trump supporter, but President Trump should promote his accomplishments versus the failed Democrats' agenda. I like Tim Scott for vice president. Tim Scott is definitely the pick of the listener so far for VP after announcing his candidacy earlier in the week. Joan in Moorhead wants to weigh in on all of this. Joan, what's on your mind?
That situation. Oh, hi. Yeah, this is Joan. I just wanted to weigh in on your talking about the Trump situation and DeSantis. That I for people that don't think Trump can win the national election, that is so wrong, I think, because he is going to overwhelmingly win. He overwhelmingly won in 2020. He overwhelmingly won in 2016. You know, they tried to steal the vote from him in 2016, but they didn't know how popular he was, so they didn't steal it big enough. So that's why they decided to steal it as hugely the way they did. And I know that...
I want to ask you, Joan, if not Trump, who? When we come back, don't go away.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 160 acres in Grant County, 1,652 acres in Hedinger County, 160 acres in Slope County, 563 acres of exceptional cropland near Wolverton, Minnesota and Wilkin County. And don't forget, firearms and ammunition auction in Bottineau, North Dakota, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Carrington, Steele, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Ekalaka, Montana. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Spring is here and the scenery while driving down the road will soon be filled with farm machinery planting this year's crop. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. As field work begins, we want to remind you to take extra caution when approaching large, slow-moving machinery traveling down the road. A successful crop year is one that is accident-free. Irie Insurance offers all lines of insurance and we would love the opportunity to visit with you. For our contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're projected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Oh, play me some mountain music.
20 past the hour on What's on Your Mind, 701-271-1100 to answer the question. If Trump wasn't in this race, would you be a DeSantis fan? See the obvious number two here, given the poll numbers. If not Trump, then who? Not DeSantis? Who? And who do you like for VP? Ron DeSantis joining the race today. It's why it's our topic in this first hour. making it official tonight on Twitter in an interview with Elon Musk. You know, many of us have had to say goodbye to a loved one, a friend, or a family member. When grief enters our lives, our world changes. The grief support specialists at Hospice of the Red River Valley understand that every loss is unique and offer group support, end-of-life education, one-on-one meetings, and more to help you cope with your grief and work toward healing. Just as every loss is unique, the grieving experience is different with each loss, and every individual grieves differently. Learn more about grief support today for you, for them, for us. Hospice of the Red River Valley, take control of your care online, hrrv.org. That's hrrv.org. 21 past the hour, 701-271-1100 to call us, 271-1100. Text us at 237-1590. So, Joan, it's obvious you're a big, big fan of Donald Trump, as are many of us in this audience. But if not him, who?
Yeah, that's a good question. I did love Ron DeSantis, and I was always hoping he'd be the next president after Trump because of the wonderful things he's doing in Florida. But I think there's some bad people behind him pushing him to do this. It wouldn't be his time. And so I get a little worried about that. But also, I think he could be bought and paid off like a lot of people, a lot of politicians are. But the one that Trump just can't. You cannot pay him up, buy him off. But I think the one next to Trump that would be just great would be Monica Crowley. If you've heard her talk, she is about as strong as Trump is. And she actually would like to be vice president. She commented on that once when somebody was asking, when she was on some conference thing. And she would get rid of the deep state, all the bad people that are trying to destroy our country. And that's what Trump wants to do. And that's why they're all so scared of him. That's why they don't want him in there, because he's going to do that. And when the next term he gets in, when he does get in, and he will get in. But that's what his plans are, and that's why they can't stand him. They just hate him. But Monica Crowley would do great, I think.
I like her. She's got the finance background too, the treasury.
She's solid. Although
yes, and the foreign affairs, she knows everything about everything. So you're right. Yeah, that's true.
We have to say she's not a candidate. She's not a candidate now. She's a wish list.
She's not. I wish. Yeah. She did mention they were picking her to be something in the cabinet, and not that you vote for it, it's not the cabinet, but one of his people that works with him. And then she was willing to do that, and then something came up about vice president. She said, well, actually, I'd love to be vice president, and she would be great. When you heard her, if you could have heard her talk, she would be just like Trump. I mean, she'd get rid of this. She knows what's going on, and she's not scared to. She's a powerful person, just like Trump is. And they wouldn't like it, and they're going to demonize her if she did. I don't know that he'd pick her for sure, but she'd be good. Yeah.
Appreciate the call, Joan. Thank you. I'm glad you called.
Can I just say one other thing? Can I just say one other thing or not?
Of course. No. Yeah, absolutely.
It was about his, when he came down the escalator and said he was going to, run for president in 2015, when he said, we need the border wall, he said, because there's rapists and murders coming across the border. You know, everybody was horrified. How does he dare to say that? That sounds racist. It sounds horrible. But do you know who the people that were the happiest about that were the Hispanic people on the border? Because they're the ones that the bad people go after, and they love Trump. Trump has so many followers. These people that don't think Trump can win the general election, they're completely wrong, because he has so many people that love him. They're the quiet majority. That's what happened in 2016, So, that's what I wanted to mention, how many people really do love him out there that we don't always hear about. So, okay.
Appreciate the call, Joan. Thank you very much. Yeah, you bet. 701-271-1100.
I think the number's about 80 million is the number you're looking for. Go, no go for launch.
Texter says, about the three choices for VP for Trump, you probably would have to take DeSantis out of that equation. Trump lives in Florida, the VP must come from a different state.
That is not accurate.
No, it isn't. I don't know why it always comes up.
It always comes up.
Yeah.
I've done enough, a lot more than enough research on that. So they can both be from Florida.
Yeah. Ann in Huron, South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Ann. Go ahead.
Well, I think Trump is a logical choice, and I don't know who I would pick after him, because I think there's going to come out something about DeSantis that's going to put him out of the running. And for a VP for Trump, I want John F. Kennedy Jr.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
You must mean Robert F. Kennedy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Junior. No,
yep.
No.
Yep.
JFK Jr.
You know, he passed away, man.
He
died in a plane crash.
He was the guy that died in the plane crash.
Yeah, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Robert's son, is running on the Democratic side.
No. Yes, I know that. No, I'm talking about JFK Jr., and things are going to come out there, too, but it's going to take a while.
Okay.
And right. I know you probably think I'm crazy. You probably
my family
does.
There you go.
And anybody besides Trump, I don't know. I'd have to listen between now and, you know, pick somebody, because I haven't heard enough of anybody else.
What do you think of DeSantis?
I don't know. I think he's probably okay, but my feeling is that there's going to come something out about him that so far we don't know. And once that comes out, I think he will be out of the running.
All right, Ann. You got a crystal ball there.
I want Ann's crystal ball.
Yeah, no kidding. Appreciate your call. I lived in Huron for a year and a half, so go Tigers. Love Huron.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah.
I have to tell you, you're one of the smart ones. You got out.
Oh, come on.
Thank you, Ann. Take care. 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. Here's something I don't understand. Ron DeSantis, to me, is a rock-solid candidate.
Nothing's going to come out. I just finished his book, too, and I've done enough reading and know enough about the guy. He's, there's nothing really in his closet.
And let's just look at what he's done as governor.
Think. Yeah.
Just look at his record as
military
governor.
His military career, his wife, how they met, her cancer battle. All of that's pretty much an open book.
I get Donald Trump's the front runner. It's 50,
oh, no doubt.
It's
yep.
58 to 16 right now, right? I mean, among Republican Party faithful, it is a huge, race in Donald Trump's favor. But to me, that's why I'm asking the question, not Trump, who. To me, if Trump were not in this race, Ron DeSantis would be right out of central casting, state like Florida, that he's turned red, accomplished what he has, taken on everything that's come his way. Why is it that people are cool on Ron DeSantis?
Don't you think, though, that if to your point, if Trump wasn't in the race, that so many more would be?
Hold that thought. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
USA News Update. Florida GOP Governor Ron DeSantis will reportedly launch his presidential bid with Elon Musk on Twitter.
They call it faith because in the face of darkness, you can see that brighter future. A faith that our best days lay ahead of us.
Musk teased the event, calling it quite an announcement, with an unscripted Q&A to follow the announcement. Investigations are underway as 60,000 pounds of toxic ammonium nitrate have been reported missing while being transported by train from Wyoming to California. Ammonium nitrate is the chemical that was used in the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995. That terrorist attack killed 168 people. Manufacturer Dyno Noble speculated that the chemical had fallen from the train car during its two-week transit to a rail siding at about 30 miles from the town of Mojave in eastern Kern County, California. Lance Pry, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
After yesterday's show, where we spent some time talking about your wellness and some options with Swanson Hyperbarics. HBOT can show improvements inside and out. It can show the effect of blood cells, aging of blood cells especially, help repair skin, smooth fine lines and wrinkles. The treatment helps you feel younger by providing muscles and joints with more oxygen and improved circulation. Pretty simple. 701-929-3930, 701-929-3930 to call them. If you heard that yesterday and you, oh, that's right, I got to call and get a free consult. Give them a ring, 929-3930. SwansonHyperbarics.com, SwansonHyperbarics.com. All right. Texter says your military credentials for DeSantis don't mean squat anymore. Look at Lloyd Austin and Milley. Enough said. I'm not ready to cash in military resumes, but I think you can distinguish the climbers from the
one thing
doers.
I said about DeSantis on our local show was that when you look at his career. You know, he was a baseball player, got a deal to Yale, graduated Yale, went to Harvard Law, got a Harvard Law degree, and then, you know, forewent all of the money being thrown at a Harvard Law graduate to enlist and ended up in the JAG in the Navy career and all of that. But then out after that, there's not a lot of private sector experience. Which Trump has nothing but. He actually has buildings and things he's built. DeSantis doesn't have that. So he's kind of teed up. If you look at the career politicians, guys like Mayorkas, that are basically lawyers that come out with no real world experience, DeSantis kind of falls in that, in the beginning of that. I mean, that's his resume. Tim Scott, on the other hand, has owned an insurance agency. He's a finance guy. He spent time in the real world, you know, before he got into being a county commissioner and watched his rise, but. The private sector experience DeSantis really doesn't have, so that's one big hit. I think they should talk about with that.
If not Trump, who is our question today? Ron DeSantis making it official tonight, 5 p.m. our time, in an interview on Twitter with Elon Musk, which is that's unique. I don't know. Twitter's doing more and more of this. There's talk that Tucker Carlson show is going to go to Twitter, so. You know, they'll give that a try tonight. Unique way to announce it in a live interview with Elon Musk tonight on Twitter. So Ron DeSantis is in the race. That's why we're asking the question, okay, if not Trump, would DeSantis be your pick or somebody else? You were starting to say before the break, if not Trump, who would probably bring a field of more candidates, right?
No question. Well, there's some guys like Mike Pompeo, and, I mean, there's a lot more that just won't run because Trump is. I think if Trump wasn't there, the field would be wider. You know, so I think the ones that are coming in after Trump, are, you know, they know that he's the guy to beat, and then probably know that they can't beat him, but there's a cabinet position, there's a VP slot, there's a number of things that this administration is going to need qualified people for. So I think that's somebody like Nikki Haley is probably thinking that. I want to have a bigger role when he takes over. And this is just part of the process.
Nobody's mentioned her for VP yet. Interesting. I got to get to more texts because they're stacking up here. Also, your calls welcome, 701-271-1100. Here's an email. Republicans can talk all they want about politics, but it doesn't mean a damn thing if the voting isn't changed. The voting method has to change with no more Dominion machines. Voting should be the number one topic because the Democrats cheated in 2020, and you can be damn sure they're going to try it again. So if the Republicans better be on top of the issue, otherwise they're going to lose again in 2024. Arizona has gone machine-free. Did you see that?
Yeah. Even the tabulators now.
Yeah. So,
what does that tell you?
Here's what I think about voting in 2024. I think no COVID rules going to make a huge difference, without question. I also think that the scrutiny is there now more than it's ever been. So, you know, you get the right amount of people watching these elections, paying attention to this, you make a big difference. So I think there's that as well. The smugness, says a texter, from the anti-Trump crowd totally turns me off to voting for anyone but Trump. Trump loses the primary, then I'm sitting home election night. Let him win without MAGA. All right, the smugness from the anti-Trump crowd. You feel that? Smugness?
We're not, and don't mistake our, you know, the examination of the election process as smugness. I love Donald Trump. I don't want to talk about his personality and his personal life. I just want to talk about what he wants to do and how he did what he did. And that's all I want to hear from these people. I don't want to hear anymore about, well, yeah, he's a weirdo. He's going to raise you. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. What are you going to do? Stay on that, and we're good. But this, especially this infighting, this is not going to help anybody. But, again, if Biden's the guy, the cheating is going to have to be at record levels because there's no way they went outright in a fair fight.
Another texter says, Scott, what gets under my skin is when I hear people say we have to move on from Trump. Move on from what? A corrupt government, corrupt FBI, CIA, DOJ, and a corrupt president, also a corrupt voting system? Nothing has been fixed, but we just have to move on. You know who says things like this? We need to move on? People who approve of corruption and don't mind it. We need to fix the problem and then move on. Thanks, Gail. Appreciate the...
Very well said.
Yeah, appreciate the text. Another listener. It just feels like everything the government touches is trying to move on from Trump. If we agree government is the problem, isn't it logical that Trump is the only guy we should be considering?
Yes, that is logical.
Kerry Lake for Trump's VP, says another. It's not going to matter because nothing has been done about election fraud, says another listener. No matter the nominee, the election is going to go exactly like 2020. Now, if you feel that way and stay home, shame on you. Shame on you.
You got to stay in the ring, bud.
Got to stay in the ring. Another listener, Trump Scott or Trump Lake on the VP question?
What? Kerry Lake I love, but she doesn't have any legislative experience. So is she ready to ascend to the literally one heartbeat away from the presidency? I love Kerry Lake. I just don't, I mean, I could see so many other people.
She's getting a lot of votes here.
Yeah, I love her. I think she's awesome. And I think she got railroaded in Arizona.
I don't think she's ready to be vice president.
I
think what Kerry Lake is a heart pick. She's, she's fiery.
Yes.
And, you know, says the thing you want to say, but is, you know, that's not a logic pick. It's a heart pick. We are at war, says another listener, with a misguided political ideology that is bent on doing us harm. You don't send a private to win this battle. You send a general. Trump is the experienced general. He knows what he has to do and has proven he can get it done.
That may be the best I've heard.
And I've said something similar in the past. I just think that he, more than anyone, actually came close to winning the battle of draining the swamp.
Well, you want the biggest gorilla in the fight, you know. It's the whole idea about winning a fight, you know. Best trained, best, you know, most ready.
I will say this about Ron DeSantis. He seems to be the kind of guy that could go in there and emulate what Trump did with the swamp. Don't you think?
Yes.
I mean,
I think they all could.
Every fight he's had in Florida, he's not winced. He takes it head on. So, I think...
to his credit. Yep.
If not Trump, who? DeSantis would be high on my list. Scott, not sure if you read my previous text, but DeSantis has very concerning ties to Paul Ryan, Karl Rove, and the Bushes.
That's what I'm trying to find. Somebody texted in too about the X-22 report, which I listen to quite often on Rumble. Cash Patel's on there quite a bit, some other stuff. But I'm trying to find the one that was talking. It's more information on that. I'm trying to dig it. Saying they're kind of he's kind of a Jeb Bush, kind of an establishment GOP type.
Well, he hasn't been, though.
I really haven't seen it out of him. But
in any way, shape, or form, I mean, he's so, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Like you say, until that's formal and we know that, I'm going to assume that that's something his critics are labeling him with rather than it being factual. But show me the connection and I'll listen, no doubt about it. Listener says, Trump and Scott and Trump and DeSantis both would be good. Scott as VP would shut up the left that Republicans and those extreme evil MAGA people are racist. AM 1100 is the greatest, baby. Love this station. Thank you. We love you. Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I feel that everyone in that Durham report and some should be exiled. They should be either sent to their country of, which they probably turn into a crap hole like they're trying to do here, because they hate this country so much, or put in prison and enjoy that life, which they're trying to do to us. So that's my take on that Durham report. And until I end on this resolved some way or another, anybody takes responsibility or gets called out for their treasonous, for wrongdoings, nothing's going to change. They're going to keep doing the same thing. But if they hate this country that much, God, will you just leave, please? I'll give you a one-way ticket.
I love
anywhere
it.
Anywhere you want to go.
Yeah, no,
let's say Comey and Ray and Strzok and Page, the rest of them. Isn't there some Turkish prison we could find those people? Let's put them there.
Oh. Send them to Dominican Republic.
Send them to Haiti.
So much, I think they spent a lot. Yeah, there you go. Haiti. Didn't they try to build that country up?
They tried, yeah.
Jim, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. I share your frustration on the Durham report. I wish there would have been criminal charges, although all the criminal charges that Durham tried, of course, were in D.C. courts where, it's pointless.
And Merrick Garland would be the guy that would have to, he's a real go-getter, that guy.
Yeah, real go-getter. Yeah, exactly right. Let me tell you about lunch today. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. How does Swedish meatball sound?
Always good.
They are the thing in Glendon today on Highway 10, as well as West Main Avenue, West Fargo, along with cheesy sausage today. Swedish meatballs in Valley City or lasagna as well. There's lasagna at MP Avenue, downtown Fargo, too. And ham, scallop, potatoes on 45th Street in Fargo. Plus, Harwood and Ulan have great specials. Home cook and grab and go convenience. Any PetroServe USA location today, you buy two fresh baked cookies and you get one for free. Is that any good or what? North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley is going to join us at the top of next hour on the program. And we're going to talk with a Cornell law professor that's blown the story wide open on a summer research program at the University of Minnesota that is restricted to non-white applicants only. Non-white applicants only. Big surprise. More of your comments on, if not Trump, who? Who do you like for VP if it is Trump? Tell us 271-1100 when we come back.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Inside Your Mind is powered by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And I'm driving a beautiful Silverado 1500 High Country. Wouldn't drive anything else, never will. Chevy truck saved my life. Took down that deer. Big buck. And I said, wow, look at the cocoon of safety I'm in here. Get one for yourself. Go to PucklichValleyCity.com, PucklichValleyCity.com, or stop and see him on Main Avenue in Valley City, North Dakota. David in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, David.
You know, I'm a Trump supporter, the one thing that bothers me more than anything else is that I wish that the Republicans could get together and be a team. It seems like we've got three or four different teams playing against one big team, the Democrats, the liberals. And we've got all this infighting, and I wish they could get behind one candidate. And does he have the personality? No, but it isn't about personality. It's about what he gets done. And what he got done was a heck of a lot better than the gentleman that we have in there now, who is just an arrogant politician. That's all he is. And I believe we need to have, I think we would, it'd be great to have a Trump DeSantis ticket, but I'm not sure that they can, I'm not sure how that will work, but I would think that would be good. I think then we could get 12 years of some smart politician, you know, government, and maybe correct some of this crap that's been going on.
Actual leadership.
I love that idea, the Trump DeSantis ticket.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think that's still very possible. I don't think the sanctimonious stuff or any of that back and forth.
Exactly.
That's politics.
And
that's
they will get behind one guy. They will, whoever the nominee is, the party will get behind him. It's the process of the primary that everybody's kind of like freaking out over.
And, you know, that's just as the game. I mean, when you've got people who want the prize, you're gonna have that. I think your wish is a good one, David. It's just not realistic when it comes to partisan politics.
Oh. But, yeah, and I understand that. I understand that. But the you've got the never-Trumpers out there that they would vote, they vote anti, you know, they go against the Republican base completely, and that's the ones that we need some help with somehow. But
that's a great point, Dave. That's the thing.
Yeah. So, well, thanks for what you guys do. I enjoy your show. So,
thanks, David.
God bless you guys.
You know, and there are, with the way that the current administration has been just tanking everything, the never-Trumpers are less and less. I mean, more and more people are going, you know, yeah, I don't care about the tweets anymore. I'm tired of $5 gas. Yeah, that's going to be the tipping point.
But there are, I think
that's
the bigger...
those folks.
I think the bigger worry is Republicans that are never-Trumpers.
Yes.
Sitting home and pouting if they don't get their way. I mean, that's to David's point, that's what worries me more than anything.
I don't think they will once the nominee's picked, and if Trump's the guy, I think they get behind him. But we'll see.
Listener says, people want Trump because it would provide closure for all the mess we've gone through in the last few years.
Amen.
It would be a form of defeat to move on with someone else and not let him finish strong.
Another great point.
Another listener says, my mom said, don't believe everything you hear and only half of what you see. She said that back in the 60s. Today it's impossible to get the truth on anything. Trump 2024, he will know who he wants for VP. Let him do his job. Let him finish the game. somebody who was wondering if our caller from Huron was thinking of Senator John Kennedy.
Oh,
I don't know.
That might have been the thing.
He'd be.
Yeah, he's not related to John F. Kennedy in any way, though.
And she kept saying Junior, too.
Yeah, Junior, yeah.
The mega donor said Trump would be a lame duck president. Why wouldn't he just borrow Joe's pen? Nope, Trump won't be president again, says this listener. Don't be duped by the polls. Democrats are supporting Trump in the polls to make it look like he's the overwhelming favorite. It's going to go to one of two ways. Either Trump will be nominated via the Dems and then lose the election to Biden, or DeSantis gets the nod, also with Democratic support, knowing that Trump will run as a third-party candidate and split the Republican vote, again giving it to Biden. If Trump would just shut up and shut down his campaign, almost any other Republican would beat Biden. Ouch.
My question is, who in your heart of hearts, believes that Joe Biden will even run, will even be in the race in 2024? Well, I don't say, if you're the Democratic Party and the DNC and you're looking at him going, whoa, we know he really didn't. You guys know he really didn't win by the 81 million. He didn't really get that many votes, right? Do you really want to put him out there? You really want to put him out on the field? No. There's no way he does what he did based on what he's done in the last 2 years in the election.
Your lips to God's ears.
You've got to put a team on the field that can actually win. Biden's not it.
Here's another listener. If not Trump, then it will have to be Trump. As strong as DeSantis is, do you really think he can take the hits Trump has taken? How many women are lining up claiming that DeSantis raped them in college and had an affair with his wife? While his wife was going through cancer treatment. Look what they did with Palin. Lawsuit after lawsuit. The minute she stepped down, they all just vanished. It has and will be Trump. It has and must be Trump. Interesting take from all of our fine listeners, as always. North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley on the new crime stats. When we come back, don't go away.
Time for a snack? Head to a PetroServe USA location near you. Salt and nut rolls, 2 for $1. Chex Mix and Bugles, 99 cents a bag. Giant sunflower seeds, 5-ounce bag, just $1.39. Old Trapper, 4-ounce bags, $5.99. Plus, Ice Mountain 1 liter is only $7.99, and the Ghost Energy drinks are $1.99. And Nestle water packs, 28-pack for $4.69. PetroServe USA, some great specials all month long. PetroServe USA.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.